From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Melissa Block. Time again for our film critic Bob Mondello's recommendations for your home viewing queue. This week, to prepare for the start of NBC's new TV series Prime Suspect, he suggests you order up the DVDs of the original BBC series. It starred Helen Mirren.
1991, a police procedural. The star, smart, forceful, assertive, and a woman. Which was a big deal.
Look, I am the only officer of my rank who's continually overstepped, sidestepped, whatever. Just give me the chance to prove that I can.
You don't have to prove yourself to me. Let me think about it.
Well, that's not enough, Michael. I'm getting sick to death of this so-called Metropolitan Police Survey being thrown at me.
Now, Inspector, is not the time to thrust your women's rights down my throat.
Things would get better, but not right away. Detective Tennyson always had to be the toughest guy in the room, even when that room was the morgue.
Excuse me, where's the toilet?
Oh, you're feeling a bit queasy.
No, but I think he is.
Helen Mirren's Jane Tennyson grew with the series, but from the start was a bit of a klutz in her personal life, alienating boyfriends, drinking too much. Somehow at home, she was in over her head with the family stuff that her colleagues assumed women were good at. Though at work, she certainly got that stuff righter than the men did.
I don't know why you're so bothered. It's just another runaway, another dead prostitute.
She's someone's daughter, Tony.
Yeah.
The series must have had a really good casting director because you keep seeing faces that would later be famous. A skinny youngster in a leather jacket, for instance, who plays the boyfriend of the victim in the first episode.
We agreed not to see each other so much. God, I can't believe she's dead.
Recognize that voice? It's Ralph Fiennes, pre-Schindler's List, pre-English Patient, pre-everything, really. It was his first appearance on screen. The series got darker across 15 years, and dealing with prostitutes, pedophiles, and torturers took its toll. Jane Tennyson never got to have a family of her own, but she's got descendants, women who might not have gone into law enforcement had she not gone there first. Temperance Brennan in Bones, Brenda Lee Johnson in The Closer, and now Jane Timoney. In the new Prime Suspect, Big Shoes to Fill. I'm Bob Mondello.